everyone. This is day one of ISE 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Apsen, the LED company, and you can find them at absen.com. I'm here joined today with my guest,
Bob Ventresca.
Hi, thank you for coming onto the show.
Great. So I'm coming from Think Logical, a Belden brand. We had an exciting year this year, the company being acquired by Belden, obviously a major player in the AV industry from their cabling standpoint, but they're expanding into obviously higher value solutions in the sense of bringing together the things you connect with cables.
Sure.
And we're one of those, being a high performance KVM provider. So it's been very exciting year for us, and we're looking forward to a bright future working with our new corporate parents.
Cool. And then tell us a little bit about why you guys are at ISE or what you're looking forward to the most.
Sure. So, you know, we provide high-performance keyboard, video, mouse extension, and switching products. So, you know, any place where you have, you know, a lot of computers that you need to address and access from a remote location, you know, like a command and control room, audio-visual environments such as rental and staging, or you know, any number of applications. We provide those type of products for that. So that's a natural fit for here at ISE. Obviously, there's this is the location for that too. And we're excited to be launching a new product here at the show.
And what that's is that new product?
Sure, it's our TLX integrated client. What we've done is we've taken a full featured Intel i5 processor, computer processor, and integrated it into a KVM transmitter. So now, in examples like a virtual desktop environment where you have a lot of virtual desktops in a back racked computer, rather than having to buy a desktop thin client or a device that sits on somebody's desktop, you just extend, you take our module, you put it in your back rack, and you just run a fiber out to the desk, put a little box there, and connect your keyboard, mouse, and video. And it's just as if you are working with that device, but you can be up to 80 kilometers away. So it gives you a lot of capability with that. That's important for a lot of applications where security is of utmost consideration, because by doing that, you're removing USB ports, you're removing network cables, you're moving any actual data from the desktop. So if in a secure environment, you don't want to have access to that. So it's a brand new tool. It's a brand new module. I don't think anybody really has anything like that in the marketplace. It's something that our government, defense, military.
So you guys are driving it then?
Yeah. Our military customers are really excited about that, and government customers, and there's a lot of commercial applications for it as well too. And we're learning a lot just being here at the show and talking to customers and hearing what they say and how they think they can use it. So stop by at our booth. We're if you're listening to this during the show, 10R140, and come by and see it.
Sure. And then just tell us a little bit about, first of all, how long has the company been around, and then any hurdles that you guys had to go over, because, of course, this is about security, too.
Sure.
Like you said, the military and other clients are very excited about that.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. So you know, Think Logical as a company has been around since 2003, and we're very much been focused on this type of application, this KVM extension and switching, and we've really optimized it for fiber optic extension, which is very important in a lot of applications where you don't want to have the emissions that come from a copper-based type of solution. We do offer a copper option, a Cat 6A option as well. But the hurdles that we've had to go through really were, you know, how do you meet the requirements of these sort of demanding environments? Our products get used in a lot of, you know, command and control applications and public safety, you know, 911 dispatch centers, but also things like, you know, military command and control, where they're you know, you're working with the Air Force and Army and intelligence agencies, and they have very high security requirements. You know, they don't want to lose data. They don't want the wrong data to go the wrong place, this type of thing. So there's certifications you have to go through to achieve the ability to be used in those environments, and we made a fairly significant investment to build our products to meet those requirements, and then also made the investment to go and get them tested by those agencies, so they get the checkbox to say you can be used in these sort of circumstances. So that's really been a big part of what we brought to the table, is that we took that approach and said we're going to build these things and we're going to get them certified and get them approved to be used, you know, EAL4, Tempest, in NATO, and other applications where that sort of secure data access is very important. So that's given us a unique leg up in those type of applications where you're talking to an MOD here in Europe, or, you know, the Army or Air Force back in the U.S., where they need to have that confidence and that security that we pass the test, that the data is reliable and accurate.
And the technology moves very slowly, I guess, in military projects because they probably plan ahead. They have to go through all these tests. It stretches over maybe 5 years, and then the technology, of course, updates in 5 years. So have you had any troubles like that? I mean, you guys seem like you're driving that part of it, but it's very new. So tell me a little bit about that.
It's a great point, Victoria, because we often get calls from a customer and says, hey, you know, I have your system, and it's been running for 7 years, and we've never turned it off. And you know, but by about that time, it's about time to refresh anything.
Sure.
But it's an example of exactly what you're saying, is that they install the systems and they run them for as long as they can in that life cycle. I mean, obviously, you build a mission-critical command and control center. It's really hard just to turn things off and say, okay, we're going to change out the things, too. They're on 24/7, 365. So you get a lot of that sort of long life cycle aspect to it. They'll often replace a lot of the other hardware before they'll come and replace our gear. But you're exactly right. And what's happening now is a lot of these organizations are moving. You know, they need 4K resolution. They need, you know, higher quality audio. They need, you know, faster switching. They need, you know, more accurate and larger matrix sizes. And we're responding to that by building that as well, too. So, you know, we're supporting 4K, uncompressed, full, you know, 60 hertz, 444, highest video resolution, lowest latency available. So when you're working with our systems, it's as real time as it can be.
Sounds like you're making the user experience a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about some very specialized applications in military, but, you know, our gear gets used in, you know, broadcast. Our gear was used in the broadcast truck for the Super Bowl last weekend.
Oh, nice.
Which I didn't get to see because I was sleeping here in Amsterdam.
It was like midnight till 4.
couldn't hack it. But you know, that's an example because they have the same sort of requirements just in a commercial world. It's an exciting show. We're happy to be here. We get a chance to meet a lot of our customers and get to introduce them to some new products that we're showing.
Nice. And then I know that how was the setup before? It doesn't have to be with military, just clients that are very secure. Can you just kind of explain to me what part are you guys taking out by having this product? What was the setup before, and what was the struggles that they had to, the hoops that they had to jump through?
No, great. It's a great question. In a virtual desktop environment, a lot of, you know, rather than having everybody having a PC at their desk, in a virtual environment, you kind of take all the software and you move it back to a server. And you might have just a thin client or a zero client or some other device that's sitting on your desktop. And typically what would happen in the back is you have your virtual desktop server, and then you have to extend that out to the client. And in a lot of secure applications, they don't even want to do that. You don't want to have the thin client on the desktop. So they would have the server going to a client and then a KVM system to extend it out to the desktop. So you take away all the USB ports and everything like that, too. So now you're buying a client device and you're buying a KVM extender. But we kind of taken that and smushed it together and made one. So now you have to use half as much rack space, you have half as much power, and half as much hardware, and that also half as much maintenance and everything else that you have to do. So we've taken that, and now you can just have everything sitting in your secure machine room off in a corner somewhere in your building, and just run fiber out to the desk and have a very small KVM receiver there, and you plug your keyboard, mouse, video, and still run 4K video, but now you're not dealing with the actual PC on your desk. A lot of these in secure environments, you don't want to have anybody to have the ability to access it with a USB drive or, you know, to access data, take data, steal data. You've heard all the cyber hacking issues. We eliminate that. We because there's nothing you can do there other than what you're supposed to do, which is your work. So we really streamline that and really make it more functional. You can put a matrix switch in between in the system, so you can switch between multiple clients and multiple desktops and multiple servers in the back end, and it gives you a lot of flexibility. Reduces your hardware, reduces your costs, reduces your maintenance, and gives you greater flexibility in these environments. So we think it's a real winner as a product, and our customers are telling us that it is as well. So we're excited.
And then just one more time, where can we find this online?
So online, you can find it at our website, thinklogical.com. Follow our Twitter feed, at thinklogical, and we're also on Facebook and LinkedIn. So connect with us, and we'd be happy to talk to you about how we can help you solve your problems.
Awesome. And then you can find me on Twitter, and that's at @BarellaVictoria_. I said it wrong previously, so it's the underscore at the end. Find the podcasts, this one and other ones, at Rave Pubs Radio at the Twitter. Or online, we have the show floor coverage, so that's ravepubs.com/ISE 2018. Thank you for coming on to our show.
Thanks for having me.